With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The first debate between Montana's major party candidates for its lone seat in the U.S. House was held last night. It was colored by both national politics and the very local concerns of the community that hosted it, the tiny town of Fraser on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in northeast Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio News Director Jackie Yamanaka moderated, but most questions came from two non-journalists, who Yamanaka introduced.
Grant Staffney is a council member of the Fort Peck Tribal Executive Board and a member of the Fraser School Board. Sierra Stoneberg Holt is a biologist and rancher 50 miles south of Hinsdale in Southern Valley County.
The candidates also took questions drawn from the audience at the Fraser School Auditorium. Of the 15 questions asked, 5 dealt with Native American issues specifically, and 5 with ranchers' concerns. But even the hyper-local questions drew responses from the candidates that sought to pair their opponents with a national campaign for president, like this one from Denise Juno on whether it's possible for tribal economies to thrive.
My opponent has also made denigrative comments along with Trump around Native people and Native lands.
Throughout the one-hour debate, Juno painted Zinke as more of a self-promoter than an actual leader who's on the side of local people. Ryan Zinke fired back by also comparing this race and the one for president.
My opponent has the same problem again that Hillary does. The truth doesn't matter. Yes, I voted for English only on U.S. government. For U.S. government documents, it should be English only. Your native language, your culture is important to me, and I've supported it, and I will continue to support it.
The questions from rancher Sierra Stoneberg Holt were about another top-tier issue this campaign season in Montana, public lands and how they should be managed. Those questions actually drew out a little bit of agreement between Zinke and Juno. Like this one, Stoneberg Holt asked about the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund.
Why are we spending money we don't have to buy land that we can't afford to take care of?
Both candidates said they like the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses tax revenues from offshore oil and gas drilling to buy land in the states for public use, like for fishing accesses in Montana, or to eliminate checkerboarding of private and public land here.
Well, actually, I'm a great supporter of the Land and Water Conservation Act.
Juno said she is too. She also agreed with Zinke on the issue of presidents using their executive authority under the Federal Antiquities Act to designate new national monuments without Congress's approval.
I'm not in favor of a land grab. I'm not in favor of the federal government stepping in and just saying that this is the way it's going to be. We need to work with the people who are on the ground, the landowners, the people that have a stake in what's going to happen. We need to bring them together and make sure we have that conversation. But, you know, I do bring a unique perspective as an American Indian. I know what land grabs can do.
Juno also touted her experience as Montana's elected superintendent of public schools.
I have increased graduation rates to historic highs, and that's boosted our economy by millions. At the same time, we've raised academic standards across the board.
Zinke congratulated her for boosting graduation rates, but
I don't think a 41% proficiency rate in math or science is something to run a victory lap around. That means 6 out of 10 kids are not proficient in our schools.
Zinke, a former Navy SEAL, made the case for himself as an advocate for veterans, but Juno said he's been ineffective at making positive changes for vets. Juno faulted Zinke for continuing to support Donald Trump after Trump made comments critical of the Muslim family of an American soldier killed in combat. Zinke blasted Hillary Clinton for her comments to the family of an American killed in the attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound at Benghazi, Libya. Zinke called Obamacare a colossal failure, while Juno said the Affordable Care Act has made health care accessible to 70,000 Montanans who couldn't get it before. The last question was from Tribal Council member Grant Staffney. He asked the candidates what they'd do to combat what he calls the epidemic of methamphetamine abuse in Indian country and across the U.S. Both candidates called for more resources, more police, and more options for drug treatment. The audio of the entire debate is available on our website, mtpr.org. Montana Public Radio will also broadcast live the next debate between Juno and Zinke. That happens this Thursday at 7 p.m. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.